10 minutes after 10 o'clock, Thursday morning. Mighty 690 KGGF, that excessive heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. And I imagine that presents some interesting challenges for our friends down at the shelter. We've got Becky from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. How are you keeping the doggos and Kit Kats cool down there, young lady? Hang on, I got to press the button here. How are you keeping the doggos and Kit Kats cool down there?
We keep them inside, and we keep them just brief little moments to go outside and do their business, and they come right back in, and it's air-conditioned, and we do the best we can. We're all suffering through this.
We're all in this together. Heat. Yeah, we're all in it together. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. I know you're probably wondering how little Morgana is doing, our newest addition to the cat menagerie.
Well, I've been curious. I heard some comments this morning that she's made friends partly.
Yeah, she's made friends with Monty, and Monty's coming around to her. Morgana is definitely the queen of the house right now. She's not scared of nothing, you know. She'll like get right into Monty's face, and Monty will play with her until he's like bored with her, and then he'll hiss at her and walk away. The other one, the 9-year-old tortoiseshell Henley, she does not like cats. And Morgana is a cat, and Monty is a cat, and she doesn't care for either of them.
I get you.
Maybe she's just a dog person. I don't know. We'll get her a dog and see how she does. Yeah. So
we've had cats at the shelter the very same way. They don't like cats. They don't like each other. They just hiss when they see them and just leave me alone. And then others are just, when I was out there yesterday, Brad had two kittens that came in from different situations and put them in together, and they were happy as little lark, so
yeah.
You just never know.
See, Henley will lay on your lap and purr, and she'll make bread on you, and she'll love you up real good, but you get a cat anywhere near her, she doesn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
They're weird.
You know, my mother wasn't much of a cat person at all. She used to laugh because she could walk in a room and sit down, and if the people had a cat, that cat got right on her lap.
Oh, that's...
And I always kind of giggled because I'm thinking, now that's just how ornery they are.
Yep, that's what cats will do. If they can pick out somebody in the room they know doesn't like cats, they will gather at that person's feet. What's the matter with you? You don't like cats? What's your problem? So tell us about your... Go ahead.
Hey. All right. Oh, well, I've got some good news. You know, it's you kind of get... kind of sluggish and, I don't know, not too peppy in this weather. But the good news is, to make everyone feel better, is that we had some adoptions this last week.
That's great.
And they were some, it was some of our long-term residents, so that made it even more special. Shelby was adopted, and so was Sugar Plum. And I can take those two gals off my list. But Shelby's been with us for a long time, and beautiful hound dog. I've talked about him, and he's great. And then Sugar Plum is a female, kind of a boxer mix, and she was adopted. We've also had some kittens and adopted. Grit was adopted, and Mafusa was adopted. And seems like there was a third one that I can't... It goes. So that's always good news, because some weeks I come on, and I can't speak of so many fun adoptions. But this made me feel better when he told me, hey, we've got some adoptions.
Yeah,
so,
that is great news when these fur babies find their forever homes.
Yeah. I know it. And we're still very full. I'm not going to pretend like we're not. We are still very, very full. And he's trying to keep up with the intake that keeps coming in. It's a daily thing. And I guess yesterday there were two German Shepherd puppies that were brought in.
Aww.
Now you think, they were reclaimed. Okay, they reclaimed.
Those good.
But there was... Yes, I had to kind of think back, but there was another cat and another puppy that was brought in. So we've got lots of varieties, and after they're with us for, I think it's 5 days before they're allowed to be adopted out. But anyway, the people, see, I'm like you, I think you're people too.
Yeah.
the animals that I'm going to speak about today, they are ready to go, but that also means there's more out there that's kind of on the waiting.
Right.
And, when you were talking about your cats, we've got kittens and kittens and kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's that time of year, you know, for the kittens.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, we just got a lot of them, and we say our little preach, you know, let's get these animals. Everybody can make one mistake. We get that. But after that, come on, let's get them neutered. And
yeah, like I said, yeah.
So we don't have this.
Morgana will have her big girl operation next month. Because we're
right.
just not going to put up with it, you know.
it makes for healthier pets. I mean,
she'll be happier.
The old tale of, oh, well, you know, you got to let them go into heat once.
No.
That's baloney.
That's nonsense.
Really, no, that's not true. So anyway, speaking of the kittens, there's two white ones that I think are beautiful. They're two little females, and the one's kind of got longer hair than the other. They're still playing around. They're in a big container. We've got, I think there's five other kittens in there that are the tabby.
Aww.
And, you know, just kind of the gray tabby. And you got these two white ones in that litter. And then we had another litter that came in. They're not quite ready for adoption, probably by Sunday. And they're, the mom looks like she is one of those tuxedos.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, she came in before the kittens did. So apparently Paul was able to catch mama and then went back for the kittens.
Right.
But a couple of the kittens look like mama. They're tuxedos. And so they're very, very pretty kittens. And, of course, we've got the yellow kittens. There was a litter of yellow kittens that came in. So when I say we can probably fix you all up with a kitten of your choice, I'm sincere.
Yeah, there's no shortage of the kittens.
Oh, my. Hadley, that beautiful gray, she is still with us. And she's 4 to 5 years old. She's very affectionate. She is the gray, but they call it a Russian blue.
Yeah, Russian blues are known for being very affectionate.
Yes, and very pretty. Oh, mm-hmm. Nice. It's a beautiful cat. We've got Lily, and Lily and Dublin are sharing a kennel. Here we go again, the two that came in at different times, but they're enjoying each other's company. So they're still there. And that's all that I had that he mentioned, because as I said, two of them that I was going to talk about got adopted. So
that's great, yeah.
So we have lots of toys for the kittens and cats. But if someone would like to bring in some kitten and cat treats, that would be appreciated. We're kind of running low on treats. And Brad said that's for cats and dogs. Very low on the doggy treats also. I said, what do we need, Brad? He said, everything.
Everything.
I know, well, that's pretty easy. I can just say that, you know, it's a constant need, obviously. We use all this stuff up. So if anyone's thinking about food, dry or wet food always works. The treats, the toys, the dogs are much more destructive with their toys.
Oh, yeah.
And the cats and the cat and kittens. And then for our dogs, we've got Blue is neutered, 2 years old, white and black with some tick marks, one blue eye, one brown eye. Blue's been with us. That name sounds familiar. Snarf is a handsome 5-year-old male, Shepherd Husky mix. He's the one that we think is regal, loyal, and intelligent.
Right.
And we have Mocha. And Mocha is a sweet boy, 20 pounds, a terrier mix, black and white in color, around 3 years old. Cade is a neutered male, shepherd mix, and with some black on his back. And he's around 7 years old, 65 pounds.
That's a stocky boy, yeah.
Yeah. Silas is new. Now, Silas is our senior dog. Would need some help. He would need some dental work. We think he's 10 to 12 years old. He is tan in color, tiny. My gosh, he's a little guy.
Uh-huh.
I saw him yesterday, surprised. But because of his age and probably lack of dental care for his earlier years, he would need some dental work. So there would be on the owner additional cost if Silas is the guy for you. But sometimes that doesn't bother people at all. You know, they'll take these senior dogs, and they'll get them fixed up and get them healthy and give them several more years of good life. So
yeah, and they'll give you those years. Help. They'll give you those years themselves too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They sure will. You
return that love.
I said,
return that love right back to you.
Well, they do. The minute you walk out the door, they're adoring you.
Yep.
You know, you can just see it. They're, oh, happy day! This person's taking me out that door. Lacey's a female. She's a shepherd mix. She would probably be like a guard dog for livestock, brindle in color, white on her chest, 4 years old, super smart. Kirk is also another chihuahua that we got in, white and tan in color, about 1.5 to 2 years old, very sweet little man.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Those chihuahuas can be really sweet, and then they can turn around and get your ankle.
Did you hear that story I read earlier today about the folks in England who had a big Chihuahua wedding?
Yes.
I call that You're having right. I call that having too much money.
I agree. Yeah. I listened to that and I thought, oh,
dogs have no idea what's going on, but everybody's having a big party, and, you know, oh, well.
I think it was a party for the owners is what I think it was, and we just pretended that it was for the dogs.
Yeah, donate that money to your shelter is my advice.
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. And the last two on my doggy list are Tina and Maria, and they're very young. I'm trying to read what he said. They're very sweet little girls. Their pictures will be on Facebook. They're white, brown and white markings, about 3 months old. And we believe them to be a cattle dog mix. Mm-hmm. So they came in together, and we kind of thought maybe these little, they're so cute. They're just cute, cute little puppies. And but they're still with us. So we'd like to get them out before they get too old and they're not that puppy stage.
Right.
So that's kind of the crew I'm talking about today. But I think the number one thing that's kind of been on Brad's mind and any pet owner is this extreme heat and just remember that, you know, taking your dog for a walk, it's just not maybe even a good thing to do any time of day. And if they do suffer from that, if they seem to have heat stroke or heat exhaustion, then you bring them in and you cool them off, but you do not give them cold water.
Not right away, no.
Take just like a damp rag, tap water, and just maybe start massaging them. But best of all, just get them in the cool and let them kind of relax.
Yeah.
And then get them to the vet. But it can happen. I mean, it can happen quickly, and just everyone be very cautious about animals and get that fresh water out there more than once a day. Put some ice in their water. I like to give the examples that I read where they took a bunk pan and they fill it half full of water, put dog treats and toys in it, and then put it out in the afternoon.
Bobbing for dog treats, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a great idea.
I think so, too, yeah. You got to remember, too, when it's hot, if you think it's hot, it's going to be hot for your doggies and kitties, too.
That's right.
And if you're taking
cats, I've seen cats pants. Haven't you?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. And when you take your dogs for a walk, keep in mind that sidewalk is plenty darn hot, and the pads of they're not wearing shoes, you know, so.
That's right.
Keep that in mind, too.
And, you know, as we said, they're so loyal, they'll follow you anywhere and do anything you ask.
Yeah. It's okay that my feet hurt, Mom, as long as you're happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we are open every day except for Monday. We are having evening hours from 4 to 7 now, and kind of because it's so very hot in the afternoons, so the 2 to 4 is not happening right now, except on the weekends. On the weekends, we are there from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. But through the week, we kind of switched around thinking maybe it's just too hot in the afternoons to get a dog out anyway, or a cat, in just evening hours, 4 to 7.
Yeah.
We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and our telephone number, 620-309-4155. You can call or text, and Brad or someone will get back to you. And we appreciate all the donations and that continue to come in on an almost daily basis. We do appreciate it, and everyone just stay safe. Goodness.
Well, we appreciate the good folks like you and Brad who take the time to take care of our little doggos and Kit Kats, and hopefully we're going to find them good forever homes. Coffeeville Friends of Animals, Becky, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
And give them,
all right, you guys.
And give them doggies and kitty cats a pet on the head from old Uncle Bill, will you?
No problem here. I can handle that.
All right, sweetheart. You have a wonderful day. Mighty 690 KGGF.